Mishnah says, V'chein ha-godeles, V'chein ha-kocheles, V'chein ha-pokeses, Rebelezer Machai, V'chachonim Osrim, Mishum Shus. Now focus on these three things, godeles, kocheles, and pokeses, and we'll see what they are in a second, whether you chayv min ha-Torah, only with Rabbanim. Godeles, kocheles, and pokeses, Mishum Mai Machaydin. What does Rabbi Lezer say, Yochai? What's the Issa Dereis and all of these things? Omer of Oven, Omer of Yosef, Reb Chanina, Godeles Mishum Oreges, Godeles, which is making a braid, according to some at least. See, they're all different perushim here. Pashas, it means making braids. That is what's it called, Mishum Orek. It's like weaving. Kocheles Mishum Koseves. Kocheles is to put a outline around the eye. With some kind of blue dye. So that's like writing. Because the main thing wasn't to dye the eye, it was to outline the eye. So the main thing was the outline, not the color. So therefore it's like writing. Pokeses mishum tove. And pokeses was chaya because of tove spinning. And Shiloh, what exactly pokeses was, we said already, could be making a part where it's making the hair not braiding the hair, but putting the strands of hair together, like making a chut, or separating them into separate strands. Amru abon kamed ravavo v'chiderach hariga v'kach. Is that the normal way to weave with hair? V'chiderach ksiva v'kach. Is that the normal way to write? And pashas, what's it called? Yeah, it's not the way to write. V'chiderach tviya v'kach. In other words, not a dover shenishkai. Putting this outline around your eye doesn't last. So it's not derech siva. V'chiderech tviya bekach, that's not the way to make, that's not the normal way of making threads. So all of these things, l'chora, can't be chayiv min ha-Torah for the reasons that the Gemara said. Elo om rav avol, l'didim mefar sholem minei d'rab yoshi b'rab chanina, kocheles mishum tovas. Kocheles isn't because of writing, because the chayodim learns, because writing, you're chayiv, what's it called, only if it's dover hamiskayim, if it lasts. Now, she'enkin tzviya, you're chayiv for as long as it lasts. You might see a color of the thing. There's those who argue on the chayodim and say that both of them are only chayiv if it's dover hamiskayim. If it's not dover hamiskayim, you're not chayiv min ha-Torah on any malach of Shabbos. But that's what the chayodim says. The difference between ksiva and soveya, soveya is chayiv even if it's not miskayim. And Shiva's only chayiv is miskayim. So kocheles mishum tzovas, even though it's not miskayim, the way the chayodim learns at least, you're chayiv because of tzovei. Godeles and pokeses mishum bone. And godeles and pokeses, making braids, or making a part, or whatever, is told of bone, building. Or it says, v'chidera binyan b'kach, that's a normal way to build. Yeah. Or it says, yeah, building by human beings, also called building. He braided her hair, right? Then he brought her to Adam, and it's called Vayivin Hashem. He built her up. She came Kaliso. And Taka in the islands they call braiding binyan. Rashi. Mishum Koseves. Just like with a pen, you make the outline of a line. Here also, you make the outline of a line around the eye. Tove shemisakenes saira bein etzboseha uposhat so kishu nichrach. The one shot is that she, what's it called? She makes the hair. She parts the hair into different strands, keeping them separate. So. What one shot, that's tova. That's tova doesn't mean only making what's it called spinning wool into thread. It means separating things into threads too. Not making the thread dafka, but separating and making the threads by separation, according to this shot in Rashi, is also called tova. The lashon hasheni also me also botze kamin chut. The other shot Rashi said was that you put the dough on your face. And it turns the face red. So where's the tove here? Because you make like a chutin of botzi. You make like threads of dough and you put them on your face. You don't just put a whole glob of dough. You split it into threads, and the threads of dough are what turns the face red. So that's also like making threads. Okay, let's go on. Mara says, Tanya of Shimon Elazar Omer, of a Braisa, Shimon Elazar said, Godeles, Kocheles, and Pokeses, Li Atzma Ptura. That if she did these things to herself, then she's Pater, because it's not the Derech, what's it called, to do it for yourself. Lechaver Techayeves. But for somebody else, it's Chayev. But if you do it for somebody else, then you're Chayev, because then you can do it Mamish Kederech. Vechein Hoyer of Shimon Elazar Omer, Mishum Reb Elazar. A woman is not allowed to put srak, which is a red kind of dye on her face, rouge, because it's tzoveya. Okay. So the shayla over here is, let's see, Rashi, first last of two, Rashi, livnos yotha. You can't do it, you can't braid your own hair well, right? You can see what you're doing and do it properly, then it's min haTorah. But otherwise, only the rabbanon. The chen milsach risi, the Shabbos lisura, and he said something else that Shabbos is aser srak seva adam, a red dye, who habab bekanim shikorin, it comes in it's contained in reeds or in what's it called in some wood that contains this dye. That's how you make the srak. So in any case, the shail over here, who Reb Shimon Elazar is going according to? Right, is he going according to Reb Eliezer? Like he's in the end, he says, Omer Mishum Reb Eliezer. But the first thing, he doesn't say Mishum Reb Eliezer. Reb Eliezer holds these things from Min HaTorah only if you do them to somebody else. But even Reb Eliezer holds, if you do them to yourself, it's only the Rabbanan. But the Rabbanan hold, no matter what, it's the Rabbanan, because it's not the Derech Bechlal to do it. And others hold that Reb Shimon Elazar is talking in the Rabbanan. When did the Rabbanan say it's the Rabbanan only if you do it to yourself? And that's where Reb Eliezer holds that if you do it to yourself, it's also Chayim Min HaTorah. But if you do it to somebody else, everybody holds Min HaTorah, these things. Okay. That's two different ways of learning this in the Nafkamina would be who we paskin like. Do we paskin like Reb Eliezer? Right? Some say it's the fact that Reb Shimon Elazar explains Reb Eliezer, Mistam al Halach is like that, even though normally the Halach is like the Chachamim, but here the Gemara goes out of its way to explain Reb Eliezer. If you hold that Reb Shimon Elazar is talking in the Chachamim, right, then it will come out that according to the Chachamim, if you do it to somebody else, you'll be chayiv also, min haTorah. And the others hold that even though Reb Shimon Elazar is explaining Reb Eliezer, the halacha is still like the Chachamim. And all of these things are the Rabbanan, whether you do it to yourself or you do it to somebody else. Okay, let's go on. We'll go back. There's a few other things here, but let's finish the Amud first. Okay, Tan Rabbanan. Hacholev, the Hamachabets, the Hamagabin, Kigrogris. If a person milks a cow, or he's mechabetz. So mechabetz pashtus means that you separate the solid part of the milk from the liquid part of the milk. Rashi says, let's see, Rashi says, tupshot. Hamagabin, you make cheese. If you make a kagrogris, the end your chayiv. Hamechabed, the hamarabetz, you sweep, or you, what's it called, put water down on the floor to take away the dust. Vaharod de chalos dvash, and you take honey out of the honeycomb. Shogad b'shavas chayiv chatas. These things are awesome in HaTorah, and therefore if you did it b'shogig chayiv chatas, hezid b'yantiv lo karboi. And if you're mezid on yantiv, you get malchus. Divrei Reb Eliezer. V'chachomim omrim echad zeh ino l'mishum shvus. And here also, the chachomim hold all these things, well, some of them at least, are only mishum shvus. See that there's two lists over here. There's chole mechabitz megadein, and then there's Mechabed, Merabetz, and Rodech Halos Dvash. So where is the Machlokas? On all six, or just on the last three? It's also Machlokas Rishonim. Some learn it goes on all six, the Rabbanan hold the Rabbanan, and some hold that the first three, even the Rabbanan hold the Doraisa. It's only the last three that the Machlokas Reb Eliezer and the Chachamim are. Rashi, La'atzma, what we said already, Hamechabetz, Hamamid Hachela Bekeva. The hachol of the kever. You put milk in the, what's it called, the stomach, the rennet of the enzyme, right, separates the solid part of the milk. It makes the milk cheesy. It coagulates it. And it separates the liquid part from the solid part. That's one, the curdles. The linira, Rashi says, mechabitz osekamin kli geni or guma, the nosin hakofli besocho, the law is also you make cottage cheese, put it into a sock, right? and what's it called, let the water drip down, and the solid part stays in the sock. That's how you make cottage cheese. So Rashi says that's what it is, either making cottage cheese or putting the, and it's l'chorer because of borer. You're separating the solid from the liquid, and even though borer usually in one min is not chayiv, right? But they say that in liquid things, even one min borer is chayiv. Or they say over here that the liquid part of the milk that separates is total psolus. When is, by one min you don't say borer, is where you have like two pieces of chicken, right? They're basically the same. There you can be borer, right? But if because one's really not psolus, it's just psolus legabi, what you want now, what you want don't want now. That's a different kind of psolus. We consider it psolus, but it's not real psolus. But here it's mamish real psolus, and real psolus even one kind of thing, right? Where one is real psolus, one part of it is real psolus, and one part is not real psolus. One part is the ochel. There's it shayich borer. A mechaber is abay sweeping. V'hamarabes v'mayim v'harbiv tzaofik shlo yale, or putting water on the floor in order that the dust shouldn't rise. Chayiv chatas the kamei first timea taharod the chalos devash chayiv mishim tolish. Later on, the Gemara will explain that taking honey out of the honeycomb is tolish. It's like harvesting. Mechabetz chayiv mishum borer. Mechabetz is borer. Mechabetz marabetz mishum bonim. And mechabetz is sweeping and putting water down is because of bonim. Because in the house, it's, you're going to be mashva, the gumos, you're going to come to, what's it called? You're not going to come to it. It's a psikresha, according to this. You're, what's it called? You end up smoothing out the floor, right? Straightening out the floor, leveling the floor. That's bone. Echad ze vechad ze, echad shabbos vechad yontif, mishum shvus. Dil miki konisle, mismalim hagumos, shababayis mealeim vavibinyan. So Rashi seems to say that this only goes on the last things. And it's a shvus, because, and the first things are chorer minatori. He doesn't explain why the first things are only shvus. The last things, he says, are what's it called, it's only a gzera. Because really, when you sweep or whatever, you're not really leveling the ground all the time. So ino miskat, it's probably not a psikresha, that's what he said with the Rabbanan. And therefore, it's only a gzera, because maybe you'll come to level off the ground. Okay. What? No difference. The difference is what you chayiv, chatas or malchus. The yontif is only the alav. So you chayiv malchus, you do it b'mezid. There's no shogeg, there's no chatas for shogeg. Shabbos is a chatas if you did it b'shogeg. It's only the onish that is the difference. Okay. Bo mine, one second. Rav Nachman Bar Gurya ikla l'nardot. Nachman Bar Gurya went to Nardo, bo minei, so they asked him the following shaylas. Chole mishumay mechayev. What is the av of chole? There's no av malach of chole. So what are you chayev from? Omer lohu mishum chole. So he said, because of milking. Right? He obviously didn't know the av. Mechabetz mishumay mechayev, omer lohu mishum mechabetz. Megabin mishumay mechayev, making cheese, omer lohu mishum megabin. Amrulay, so they said to him, you obviously don't know the answers to these questions. Rabcha kotl kani ba'ad mahavi? Was your Rebbe a guy who cut down reeds in a swamp? Right, so somebody says that, the Gemara says in Brachas, if you see yourself entering a swamp in a dream, it means you'll be a Rosh Hashiva. It means the Talmidim are compared to reeds. So your Rebbe obviously didn't, engender growing reeds. He cut them down. He obviously didn't teach you anything, right? Also showed Beis Medrash, so they went and asked in the Beis Medrash, right? They obviously didn't know these halachas, so he went to ask. Amrulay, so they said to him, Cholev chai mishum mefarik. Cholev is chai because of mefarik. That's our gear siglis. Mefarik is where you take the food out of the husks. Same thing over here, you're taking the milk out of the udders. Mechabet is chai mishum borer. Mechabetz is borer, like we explained, the two pshat in Rashi. Both are the same thing. You're taking the solid part of the milk from the liquid part, and megabein chayiv mishum bonim, and megabein is building. And you'll see. We'll see after we finish the omed what kind of binyan is by cheese. But the pashtus, you take the cheese and you build piece upon piece. Right, the way you make cheese is making the milk coagulates, and you you add piece upon piece to make a big thing of cheese. It's like binyan.
What's the difference between mechavetz and megabyan?
Megabyan is making cheese, and the other one is making cottage cheese, soft cheese, or whatever, or just curdling milk. Not making cheese.
Both of them involve separating the liquid.
No. Cheese making is where you really separate everything, and then you take the cheese, the finished product, and you build one on top of the other to make a big thing of cheese. It's not boner. One's chayv mishum boner, and one's chayv mishum. And the cheese making is boner. Okay, hamechabed hamarabes v'harod echalos devash shogad b'shabes chayv chatos hezid biyontif lokar boy divrei Rabbi Elazar. Right, these things, and here again, the first ones doesn't say anything about a machlokas. So here it also seems clear that the first ones everybody holds your chayiv, and it's only these that are a machlokas Rabbi Elazar and the Chachamim, the sweeping and taking out from a honeycomb. Div Rabbi Elazar, Om Rabbi Elazar, my time of the Rabbi Elazar. So Rabbi Elazar said, what's the reason of Rabbi Elazar? Right, that by the other ones we know because of binyan. But why, by taking honey out of the honeycomb, what are you chayiv? D'chsiv ayit baloso b'yaras hadvash. Says he dipped it into the yaras hadvash, into the forest of the honey. D'chima inin yar itzal dvash. What does the yar have to do with the dvash? Lomer lecha, my yar hatolish d'chimu shabbos chayiv. Just like a forest, if you harvest things from the forest, you chayiv achatos. The pasuk was said like that to be megala that a honeycomb is considered like mechubar lekarka. Okay, Rashi. Katul kani ba'agma, chotech kani min ha'agam. Was your rebbe a guy who cut reeds from the swamp? Havi lo yada lefarish mishnah. Your rebbe obviously didn't know how to explain to you a mishnah. You never learned this. Mefarik, a mefarik mosser, sheporek ochel mimakom shiniskasabo. Unload. You're unloading the food from its husks. Vahavi told of the dash. If you're told of dash, dash is the same thing, threshing. It's taking the food out of the husks. The ista amre, told of the kotze. Some say it's a told of kotze, right, of harvesting. The lohi, it's not true. The lab mechuberhu. Right, it's not mechuber, el pakid va'akir. Right, the milk is for sure not mechuber lekar. Right, it's not even mechuber to the animal. It's just contained within the animal. The koi ba'atine hadad. It's in the udders. Ketvua b'kasheva, like food in a husk, but not like food connected to the ground. The lashon mefarik nami lo shayach lememer el lashon tolish. Should have said tolish if it meant mishum kotzer. Not because of mefarik. So as she says, that kotzer is not the malach over here. It's mefarik. It's dosh. Okay. See that other sheet is also. Borer ochel mitot psoles. The solid part of the milk is what you want over there in the cottage cheese or in the other case. And the liquid part you want to separate. That's borer. Okay. Ameimer shora zilcha b'mechuzah. Ameimer permitted to sprinkle water on the floor in mechuzah to keep the dust down. Zilcha l'rabei tzabayis, right, to pour water on the floor, the ritz basavonim hoisa, b'chol ha'ir. The whole city there, it had, solid floors, not earthen floors. And therefore, there was no reason to make a gzera, right, even from a solid floor to an earthen floor, because it was a different city. Nobody in that city had the earthen floors. Omar Taima Mai Omar Rabbanan Dilma Asi L'Shvuyeh Gumos. What's the reason Rabbanan Asir this? Because maybe you'll level out the floor. Hachaleka Gumos. Here there's no argumos because it's not an earthen floor. Rava Tosva Ashkeche L'Ravina Dekomitstar Mehevla. Rava Tosva found Ravina and he was having a lot of pain because of the dust that was coming from his floor. It was a very dry floor, and it was obviously hot and windy or whatever, and it was bringing the dust into the house. Up, it was raising the dust from the floor. Va'amri lo mark shisha be'derava ashkei lavashi to come and stire mehevla. Some say it was mark shisha, the son of Rava, who found Ravashi in the same situation. Omer le lo sover lo mar lo hoder tanya harotzo lo rabbis is beso b'shabbos nevi areva mele yamayim v'roches pon v'zovizu yodah v'zovizu raglo v'zovizu v'nimtza habayis mitzrabbis meilav. Don't you hold that you're allowed to do this in a way that doesn't look like an uvda d'chol, stop pouring the water directly on the thing, that looks like an uvda d'chol. You wash your hands in one corner, let the water hold the dust down there, you wash your feet in another corner, right, your face in another corner, and this way, it doesn't look like you're doing something that's an uvda d'chol, and it's mutter, right, it's mutter to pour water to hold the dust down. Omar lei lava datoi. So some say lava datoi, Rashi says, lo ha'ishi zochor. I didn't remember. Taka, you're right. I didn't remember that. I could have fixed my problem. And Rashi says, Rabosai pir shelo sfirli. I don't hold it then. And it could be over there, it was, if the holy didn't hold from it, it was in a place where there were floors that were earthen, and floors that were, what's it called, regular, and there was a gzera. Because if you do it here, people may do it in the other place. And it was all in one city. Tana. Isha chachom umar betzis beisa b'shabbos, right? A smart woman knows how to, what's it called, make her house, keep the dust down by washing dishes in this corner, washing something else in another corner, as she says. Ve'le'idna d'sfiril on Rav Shimon, shor efi l'chatchila. And now that we hold like Rav Shimon, the dover she'ena miskavin is mutter, right? So here it's Eina Miskaven. It's not a Psik Reisha, and it's Eina Miskaven, and you're not going to for sure level out the things, and therefore it's Mutter completely. Rashi. Mehavlo shoya avak ole umar behevel. Right? The dust was filling the house with hevel. Lava dat. Loisi zocher. I didn't know. I remember. Rabosai pirushalo sfirle. I don't hold of that. Isha chachoma. Eishas tamat chacham. Obas tamat chacham. Shishoma meavir. Rashi seems to negate the possibility the woman was a chacham on her own. Either she heard it from her husband, or she heard it from her, father. Either she was an Eishes Tamat Chacham or a Bas Tamat Chacham. But a chachama on her own, she wasn't. That's what Rashi seems to say. Marbetzes Beisa, Rochetzes Kitonios B'Zavizu, V'Kosos B'Zavizu. She washes pots in this corner and cups in another corner, and that way the same effect. Krip Shimon, the Dover Shein Miskavin Mutter, Vahamarabi Shein Miskavin Lahadbik Offer Beguma, Ulahashvas Abayis, El Shlo Yala Ova. His Kavana is not to level out and fill up the holes with earth. His Kavana is what's it called to pour the water to keep the dust down. And therefore it's Dover Shein Miskavin and it's Mutter. If you hold Dover Shein Miskavin is Osir, right? So even though it's not a Psik Reisha, so the Maisa, that's what happens. What happens is that sometimes, at least, the dirt goes into the holes and levels out the floor. And then it would be Osir, so there's Shaykh to say that it's Osir, at least in the Rabban. Okay, let's see what's here first. Okay, first of all, we said the Rambam paskins like the Chachamim in all these cases that they're all a shvus, and the Rabbeinu Chananel paskins like a Belezer, and we said already the Elie Rabba says that he holds that that which the Gemara says that if you do it to somebody else is chayiv, even according to the Rabban. Rabbi Elezer, who says you're chayiv, and the Rabban say you're potter, only if you do it to yourself. But if you do it to somebody else, even the Rabban holds you're chayiv. The Rambam holds that kocheles is like writing. Even though the Gemara seems to say, not like that. The Gemara seems to say that Kocheles is Mishum Tzoveya. It's wanted to say it's Mishum writing, but it's not. But in the end, what's it called? The Shulchan Aruch says Taka is Mishum Tzoveya. Okay? And it's totally, there's different girsos over here, what the Gemara said first and what the Gemara said afterwards. Our girsa is, the Gemara says, V'chiderech Siva Bekach, and then the Gemara says, no, it's Tzoveya. There's other girsos that say just the opposite. And we said already the Chayodam. The Chayyadim says, what's the nachgemini between kosev? Why is kosev not derech and soveya, yes? Because soveya yuchayiv even if it's not miskayim, and kosev only if it's miskayim, only if it's lasts a considerable amount of time. People don't write things if they're not going to last long. But to dye something, the main thing is you get the hanoah of having it dyed for even a small amount of time. Right? Because kosev is basically either to remember something or to communicate. So that's for an extended amount of time. The tzoveya is to be nehene from the tzviya. So even if you do it for a short amount of time, others argue on this and say that both of them are only chayiv if it's miskayim. Rashi says pokeses is tove, right? It could be even like parting your hair. You make each separate strand of hair into a separate strand, like making a thread. The reverse says it's talking where you put oil on your hair and hold it down where you combine a few hairs together with that oil. That's like making threads. You make what's it called? You twirl your payas, you put it behind your ear. That's called, that's like tove. That's a reverse says. The Yerushalmi says that your chai pokeses is chai bishum tzoveya. Not like Rashi says that you have the dough, put it on your face turns red. But you're not chai bishum tzoveya according to Rashi. You're chai because when you take the dough, you make it into threads of dough that you put on your face. But not because of making red. The Yerushalmi says, Taka, because you make your face red. The nafkamina is, what is tzoveya? Is tzoveya adding a color to something or coloring it? Nafkamina is if you don't add anything. Right? You put things on your face and your face turns red, but you didn't add any color. You didn't color your face. You didn't put rouge on. You did something to your face where now the blood comes to the surface or whatever, but you didn't color your face. You didn't put coloring on your face, but you colored your face. Right? So Yerushalmi holds that you're chayiv even if you don't put any thing on, paint it or something like that, right? Even if you just change the color in a way that's not by adding anything, you're also chayiv. And Rashi, our Gemara seems to say, not so vey over here, even if pokesis means to put these things on your face and make it red, because it's that's not called soveya. Soveya is where you add a color to something, not where you change its color. And one of the nafkaminas would be, could you take a suntan on Shabbos? Not adding anything, right? Changing the pigment of the skin, whatever you're doing by the sun, but you're not adding anything on something to color it, but you're changing the color. That's a shayla. Okay, godeles, the Tosfos Rid says braiding, we learn, and the Ravan says it's taking a chut and tying it into the hair, each few hairs separately with some kind of chut around it, like they do, Schwarzes do with they put their hair with all kinds of things. Well, Reprachia says that it's Mishum Oreg, and he has a different girsa, that not like we had over here, it's like bone, he says it's weaving. And the Orzarua says that if making a kliya is bone, nafkamina between these pshatim, let's say it's oreg, right, or it's bone. What's the nafkamina if making a braid is weaving or it's building? If it's oreg, taking apart wouldn't be no malacha. There's no malacha of taking out an ariga. But if it's bone, there's a malacha of soser. So taking out a braid would also be soser. And the Orzarua Taka says also to take out braids on Shabbos because it's soser. The Rambam Taka says clearly, the Chayonim says what he says is not in the Rambam. The Rambam says clearly that Tzoveya is only Drabonin if it's not Miskayim. Not like the Chayonim says. But he says himself, the Chayonim knows the Rambam says like that. But he says that the Rambam Taka argues, but everybody else holds that Tzoveya is Chayim if it's not Miskayim. Okay, Cholev, milking. Rashi seems to say, like we should point out a few places in Rashi, that everybody holds that these first three things, cholei, mechabit, megavim, chayim in haTorah. It's not a machlokas of Rav Elazar and the Rabbanan. The machlokas is only on the last three things. They're sweeping. And the Rambam also holds like that. Cholei, mechabit, megavim, ro chayim in haTorah. And the Ramban argues, and he says that the Rabbanan argue on all these six things, and they're all on the Rabbanan, according to the Chachon. Rashi learns cholev is mefari, which is a told of dosh. The problem with that is that we learned before that ain disha lebedule karka. That disha is only with things that grow from the ground. So how could milking a cow be dosh, be mefari? It's not gedule karka. So some say that animals are gedule karka, even though Tosfos brings proof it's not. But the mice said that. Or they hold that this whole gemara only goes according to Rambam. Yomro says yesh disha shelo bedule karka. It's machlokas. Okay, and some say that when do we say ein disha elo bedule karka? That's only The av malacha of disha is only begdulei karka, but a tolda is similar, right? So it could be similar even if it's not begdulei karka. The av itself has to be begdulei karka, but a tolda could be even shalom begdulei karka. Those are different possibilities. How could it be mefarik and dosh if it's not gedulei karka? Tosis learns that it's not what's called mefarik is chayim mishum memachik. What you do is you smooth out the udder. When the milk comes out, the first milk, you smooth out the udder. So that's why milking is osur, because of memachik. That's what Tosis holds. Mechabetz, we already said. The Rabbeinu Hananel says mechabetz means making butter, as opposed to making cheese, making butter. And the Rishalmi says yichai bishum lisha. It's like what's it called? Like kneading, like making a compound. The shaila of making cheese is mishum boneh. So shaila, we have know that ain't binyan bekele, right? Build kalim, so why is food different? So some say nechanami. Kalim is in binyan, it's not the derech of binyan the kalim, only some, but food takas is in yin of binyan. It's one pshat. Another pshat is that, what's it called, that even by kalim, binyan gomer is chayef. Tosha says it quite a few places. Real, what's it called, strong binyan, even by kalim is chayef. It's only binyan the kalim is only where it's not so strong, not so tight. And therefore, making cheese is something strong. You can't take it apart. So it's, what's it called? There's binyan ba'ochlin too. And some say that it's not real binyan, it's makabah patish. Makabah patish is even bekelim. And they say that what's the cheese? It's not just making the cheese. Making cheese is not building. But the Morgan Avram says where you make it nice and you smooth it out, and you, that's like building something, right? You smooth it out, you make it into blocks or whatever, that's called building. The Pnei Yeshua says it's only called building where you make cheese to put away for storage for a long time. But if you just make cheese to eat that day, that's only also with the Rabbana, and that's not called binyan. Binyan has to have some kind of idea of building something, right? Not just making something to eat. It says on Yontif, if you do these things, you chayev malchus, right? L'chara, they're ochel nefesh. So there's Yerushalmi that says that ochel nefesh is only mutter from Lisha and on. These are all before Lisha. So the heter of ochel nefesh bechlal doesn't apply to any malacha before Lisha. Others hold that that's only the Rabbana. Really applies to, you could go and harvest your field on Shabbos if you want to eat it that day, ochel nefesh. But since normally people harvest things in quantity, and they harvest it before they need to eat it, so the Rabbana nasir. But minat Torah, it's mutter. So if that's the case, then why are you chayim minat Torah for making cheese, or mechabetz, or the other ones that are all... So some hold in the Chanami, not chayim minat Torah. And when it says malchus, it means malchus mardus, only malchus for nisa d'rabbanan. But it's not also minat Torah. Tosas clearly learns that it's also minat Torah. And the pashas, the reason is because these malachas were never mutter, even from the Torah. From the Torah, malachas achol nefesh is only certain malachas and other malachas not. And those malachas that are not included are also min haTorah. Tosas asks an interesting question. Tosas says, we know that any malacha that's mutter on yontif, the tzorech ochel nefesh, is also mutter, what's it called, mitoch shehutra, letzorech, hutra nami shelo letzorech. So Tosas holds, these things are only also min haRabbanan. Now it's megavah, making cheese on yontif is really ochel nefesh. It's only also min haRabbanan. But min haTorah is mutter, like we said, the other pshat. Okay, min haTorah is mutter. So now, what's it called? It comes out that binyan is mutter l'shum ochel nefesh, because megabing is because of binyan. Okay, so we should say that if a person's house fell down on yontif and he needs to build a house l'tzorech yontif, right? So he should be able to build a house on yontif. Well, no, but mitoch. If it's mutter for, you're allowed to carry a lulav since you're allowed to carry food, right? Anything that's mutter to do mishum ochel nefesh is mutter for other tzorachim also, as long as it's tzorach yontif. So Tosas says in the Chanan, could be you're allowed to build a house, except Tosas mit Rabbanan, because it doesn't look yontif to start building your house. But otherwise, what's it called? It's mutter min haTorah. Tosas holds it. Others hold that the only time you say mitoch is on the ikr malacha. If the ikr malacha is mutter mishum ochel nefesh, then mitoch it's mutter for other things too. But here the ikr malacha binyan is not ochel nefesh. the Iker Melacha of Binyan has nothing to do with Ochel Nefesh. There's a tolda of Bona, which happens to work out to be Ochel Nefesh, like cheese. So that would be Mutter, but you don't say Mitoch on that. You don't say because there's a tolda that's Mutter, Mishum Ochel Nefesh, that the whole Melacha becomes Mutter. If the Iker Melacha is Mutter, Mishum Ochel Nefesh, then that Melacha is Mutter. But here the Melacha of Binyan is not Mutter, it's just one kind of Binyan happens to be Ochel Nefesh. But that doesn't make Binyan Mutter. Now, there's lots of Svar of Mitoch. So really, it's Machlokis, what the Svar is. Because Machlokis, whether Mitoch is, you need any Tzorech, or it's Mutter completely. Even if there's no Tzorech. Only Midrabban you need a Tzorech. But Minatorah, you don't need any Tzorech. The idea is, once the Torah said, this Malach is Mutter, it's Mutter. For any purpose. It's not. This is not part of the Isser of Yontif. Therefore, you don't even need Tzorech. Or no. It's a special Halacha. It's really Mutter Mitzum Ochel Nefesh. But the Torah Matter for other Tzorechim also. Right. So if you hold that once this malacha is mutter, it's mutter across the board. That's only if it's the ikar malacha that's mutter. In other words, what's it called? Afiyah, bishul, is not osur on yantar. Therefore, it's mutter even not the tzarech ochel nefesh because the malacha bishul doesn't apply. But over here, the malacha binyan applies because from 99% of the case, binyan is has nothing to do with ochel nefesh. There's a kind of binyan, so that's mutter. But you don't say on that, mitoch, because mitoch is only a gilui milsa that this malacha is not awesome. Right. It's not that, since it's mutter for this, mutter for this. It's a gilui milsa. This is not a malacha, but here it doesn't apply. Okay, we said what's it called? The halacha is like this, to put water down on the floor, not to mop it, just to put water down to, so there what's it called, it depends if most of the place, what's it called, so there it's mutter, because of what's it called, we hold like Reb Shimon, and it's not a Psik Reisha, and it's Mutter. To sweep the floor, right, so there's a few problems. First of all, there's a problem of what kind of broom to use, because it breaks the things. So if it's a broom where the bristles break, that's a problem. It's a broom that the bristles don't break. So then the halacha is, if all the places in the city have stone floors, right, nobody has a dirt floor, then it's mutter. If there's any dirt floors in the city, then it's osur everywhere. Because we're afraid that if you do it here, people will do it out over there. All our places inside have only, obviously, merutzah floors. But mashallah, they're doing your patio. Some people, l'chora, don't have patios that have are merutzah. They have dirt floors in a patio. So it could be that a patio takinala sweep, even if it has a cement floor. And mopping is also no matter what. They weren't mopped. They were mopped sweeping. They were mopped ziluf, which is just putting water down. But mopping is also across the board. Even if the place that all the things are, what's it called? They were mopped. They're sweeping because of the tzorech. This is not such a tzorech. What? Now, whatever. Even if you use a rubber thing, what's it called? To mop a floor, to put water down, and to squeegee it or whatever, that's awesome. If you have water in your house, you want to squeegee it out because it's a flood, that's not called mopping. But to put water down, to mop the floor, to clean the floor is absurd, even if it's all the places in the city are stone.